Donald Max Basketball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolay Bank, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telcom, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. And now, the Max Pregame Show with your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
WOGO, go Max, your sports station.
Good evening and welcome to McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. I'm Caleb Swenson, joined soon by Mark Maloney. Gavin Bovey is our on-site video producer and camera operator. Zach Wycheck back in the WOGO studios in Halley. JV game before the varsity matchup right now with 14.8 seconds left in the second half of the junior varsity game. It's McDonald 54-44, quite a comeback for the McDonald JV boys, and the varsity boys hoping that they can do it the same here, trying to split the season set with the Orioles of Stanley Boyd. McDonald comes into this game at 11-11 overall. They are 5-8, good enough for fifth in the Western Clover Belt Conference. Stanley Boyd at 18-4. They are 10-3 in WCC play, and really throughout the season, Stanley Boyd has been ranked in the top 10 in the state in terms of Division III. So just adding to the state-ranked pedigree of this Western Clover Belt Conference. Of course, Fall Creek and Regis have been in the top 10 in the state, according to that poll at Bound.com, for much of the Division IV season as well. So it really has been a lot of talent on the floor throughout the Western Clover Belt Conference campaign, and certainly no shame in McDonald right now in that fifth spot. Probably locked into that here in the last conference game of the season, but still hoping that they can create some momentum and a chance to knock off a very talented Stanley Boyd team, which certainly help with those seeding meetings coming up on Sunday as well. Of course, computerized, but you want to make your best case for the computer as well. McDonald coming into this game averaging 60.8 points per game offensively. Stanley Boyd at 66 points per game. McDonald giving up 56.7. Pretty good defensively, but Stanley Boyd even a little bit better defensively at 52.1 points per game given up. With 1 second left, it's 56-46 McDonald JV with one free throw pending. We'll keep it here, then take our first break here on WOGO Halley-Eau Claire Chippewa Falls as we count it down to tip-off. Second free throw is good. And so McDonald, after the free throw there by David Lee, the junior, will take a 57-46 victory into the locker room for JV, and then the title card matchup coming up next. We'll step out, be back in 2 minutes. This is McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower and add grab bars for extra safety. Or finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
It's truck month at Toyson Ford, and that means savings for you. On approved credit, you can get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 truck month bonus cash on remaining 2025 Ford F-150s. But the savings don't stop there. Now through the end of March, you'll also get 3 visits included on a 2-year, 30,000-mile limited maintenance plan. Oil change and tire rotations are covered. It's a great time to buy, so stop in and see why we're the Valley's best choice at Toyson Ford.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
Welcome back to McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Stanley Boyd, the opponent tonight for your McDonald Central Max conference finale, here with head coach Dakota Nichols of Stanley. And coach, obviously one of the things that jumps out about your team is your length and your size, but what are the things that maybe people don't pay attention to that you're doing well to be third in conference right now and to have that state ranking a lot of this season?
We have a couple guards that are shooting the ball pretty well from deep, but we have to get the ball inside and out, so we're still using our bigs, and our guards are able to benefit off that.
Where do you say you've seen the biggest improvement from those November practices to now in late February?
Yeah, guys are picking up on things. The timing of some of our sets and our plays are improving. We still turn the ball over a little bit too much, but we're getting better.
When you played McDonald the first time, obviously got the win, but where do you look for improvement? I think they played maybe a little more even with you second half.
Yeah, we're just looking to take care of the ball better overall. If we can get that turnover under 10, we feel pretty good.
Coach, finally, seeding comes out on Sunday. What's kind of the final message from your team down the stretch run? It's been a gauntlet going through this conference play, but to be able to get to where you want to in later February and March, what's the message to the guys?
Just to take it one day at a time, one practice, one game at a time, and whatever happens, happens.
Coach, we appreciate your time. Best of luck tonight and the rest of the way.
All right, thank you.
Coach Dakota Nichols of Stanley Boyd back after this with Coach Schilling of McDonald. This is Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Welcome back to Max Basketball and WOGO Sports Conference finale for your McDonald Max as they host the Stanley Boyd Orioles here with head coach Adam Schilling of McDonald. And coach, obviously another tough one to end the year, a D3 team that's been ranked to the tops in the state. They got you the first time. What problems do they present that you need to overcome to get a win here tonight?
Well, they have a lot of length, very good defensive team, and they're just really big around the basket. So we had some challenging times trying to get good shots off against them the first game. Like second half, we played them a lot better the first time we played them. But we can't get down on these guys. It's a really hard team to play from behind on.
We've seen you guys play competitively, and a lot of times maybe after a slow start play competitively with some of the top teams in the conference. I know last game you said we got to get out to a faster start. Is that a key again here tonight?
Yeah, it's really tough to play from behind because we're not really the type of team that's able to get up and pressure a whole lot. So if we can get out to a good start and play from the lead, it makes things a lot easier in our offense.
And again, as we kind of really wind down here in the regular season, is there another step that you're looking forward to, another gear that you want to hit where you say, hey, we've got to eliminate this, start doing this?
Yeah, I think just defensive lapses. Elk Mound game, the last game, we played pretty well in the first half. And when we watched the film of the second half, we gave up way too many easy baskets. So just consistency, and you know, I think we played a lot of good halves, but we haven't played a whole good game yet against a really solid team.
Coach, we appreciate your time. We'll talk to you afterward.
Great. Thank you for coming.
Head Coach Adam Schilling here on WOGO Sports. This is Max Basketball.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Finds Emily Hartman. Hartman, quick trigger on a three right side. Oh, she nailed it! Pure from deep!
Kalinske gets it back to Munson. Munson for three. Got it!
Tipped pass. Renelizel Christensen knocks it off his own back. He has a head of steam. Drives in and slams it home!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
At Royal Credit Union, we believe in banking with purpose. That's why we're here for you and your community with people-first service, local support, and all the accounts and loans you need to help reach your financial goals. As a not-for-profit cooperative, everything we do benefits the people and communities we serve. Because Royal isn't just where you bank, it's where you belong. Experience the Royal Credit Union difference and learn more at rcu.org/royalsupport. Insured by NCUA. Loans subject to credit approval. Equal credit opportunity.
Add value and beauty to your home with Post Glass and Mirror. Ensure every day starts better with a gorgeous custom shower door. Did you know that adding mirrors to a room can make it feel 2 times bigger? Post Glass and Mirror has many styles and shapes of mirrors to choose from. And does condensation gathering inside your windows make them look like they're crying? Don't end up shedding tears yourself over high energy bills. Call Post Glass and Mirror today. Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Free estimates. Start today at Post Glass and Mirror.com.
24/7 of West Wisconsin wins the tip. Team Fiber busts out with full-speed signal strength. Satellite 5G distracts with clickbait offers, but oh, misses the shot with slow response times and weak signals. Team Fiber gets the rebound by assisting customers with great service and experienced technicians. Satellite tries to keep up but can't with weather interference and low speeds. Fiber sets up for the final shot. 3, 2, 1. Fiber Internet beats 5G and satellite every time. Visit WWT.net today.
It's truck month at Toys and Ford, and that means savings for you. On approved credit, you can get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 truck month bonus cash on remaining 2025 Ford F-150s. But the savings don't stop there. Now through the end of March, you'll also get 3 visits included on a 2-year, 30,000-mile limited maintenance plan. Oil change and tire rotations are covered. It's a great time to buy, so stop in and see why we're the Valley's best choice at Toys and Ford.
Welcome back to Max Basketball here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney with you on our Max pregame show. As we take a look at Stanley Boyd and McDonald warming up. And Mark, obviously this is a team that's one of the top teams in the conference. They are third in conference, and they are no slouch. It's just because Fall Creek and Regis have been playing so well. But this Stanley Boyd team, we saw them last year at Stanley. I think Kurt Galvez was with me for that one. They've got a ton of length, but they've added to it this year some really impressive three-point shooting.
Yeah, and that's kind of been our nemesis, is playing some good defense on the inside of the paint, and then teams come out and just start shooting the lights out from outside the arc. So, again, McDonald's just, it's 1 week left of the regular season here, and they want to prime up here, so they need to play some good basketball.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing where they can bring in, and kind of shorthanded as well too. Obviously we know Eli Stepp isn't going to be able to return this season, but Nathan Hazel, that's a big piece, doing a lot of different things well for you, and we certainly wish him the best, and hopefully he'll be able to be back and healthy by the postseason. But you're going to need other guys to step up, and honestly at the end of the season, it's not that the games don't matter, but it's just you're kind of locked into where you're at conference-wise, and so the last two, three games of the season, it's just, can we be peaking? Can we get everybody firing on all cylinders, playing at the highest level as we get into this stretch run?
Exactly. Like you said, you know, you need to have those guys coming off the bench and playing some good games, and sometimes that's what it takes. You know, you get a starter that gets injured, and then somebody has to step up, and usually those kids that do an awesome job.
Well, we're going to take a quick 2.5 minute break and be back with our Toyson Ford keys to the game as we'll take a look at the stats comparison for Stanley Boyd and McDonald as well. Back in 2.5 minutes, this is WOGO Sports coverage of McDonald Max Basketball.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our communities strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Warm-ups continuing here on WOGO Sports coverage of McDonald Max Basketball. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Last time these two teams met on the road at Stanley, McDonald fell in that game 65 to 48. In that contest, they were led by Nathan Hazel and Carson Galvez with 11 points apiece. Desi and Matthews had 7. Brennan Lizelle Christensen topped the team in rebounds with 5. Cale Holm had 5 assists in that game. Charlie Howell from Stanley Boyd, he's their 6'8" junior superstar, had 20 points, was 10 of 12 from the field. Brenner Myers, another very good junior. They've got an incredible junior class, had 16, was 4 of 6 from 3. Josiah Dembski led the way with 7 rebounds for Stanley Boyd. No one had double-digit rebounds for the Orioles in that contest, but Brenner Myers had 7 assists for the home team. And in that game for Stanley Boyd, they shot 57% from the field. McDonald, very respectable, 46%. Stanley, though, made 9 threes, 9 of 21, shot 43% from beyond the arc. They're shooting 38% from downtown throughout the course of the season. Both teams left some points at the line. Stanley Boyd just 7 free throws, 2 of 7, 29% on their home floor. McDonald was 6 of 13 from the foul line in that game. Both teams had 16 offensive rebounds, 23 total rebounds for Stanley Boyd, out-rebounding McDonald by a small margin. Only 6 assists for McDonald in that game, and 15 turnovers for McDonald versus 12 for Stanley Boyd. All that to say, Mark Maloney, as we look at this matchup, McDonald's got to, again, shoot the ball effectively, absolutely, but needs to clean a few things up and things that aren't always easy to clean up against a team that has some length on you and couples that with the inside-outside game of excellent three-point shooting from their guards.
Yes, yes, and I see looks like Desi and Matthews will be the starter, this taking Nathan's spot out there. And other than that, we got Kale out there. If we get Kale hot, we're going to be okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Brennan gets hot, and Carson just plays his game, I think, and you got the big Mason in there in the paint. So, we're not going to do anything differently here. We just got to play some good basketball out there and shut them down. You never know what's going to happen at as the game goes on. But I think these guys are maybe a little pumped up here, knowing that the playoffs is coming. They're always going to get ready for playoffs.
We'll have our Toyce and Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyce and Ford in Chippewa Falls. That'll be coming up in 90 seconds here on WOGO Sports. This is Max Basketball.
Think about how much time you spend in your home. Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating can make it so much more comfortable with radiant floor heating and luxurious bathroom remodels, water softening and filtration, and whole house air purification, so you can breathe easy. Love your home with Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com. To serve again,
Wurzgalla Company. Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Finds Emily Hartman. Hartman, quick trigger on a three right side. Oh, she nailed it! Pure from deep!
Kalinske gets it back to Munson. Munson for three. Got it! A
tipped pass. Lizell Christensen knocks it off his own back. He has a head of steam. Drives in and slams it home!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Time now for the Toyce and Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyce and Ford in Chippewa Falls. A quick look at a stat comparison between both of these teams. McDonald shooting 43% from the field. Stanley Boyd shooting 50% from the field. McDonald shooting 29% from three. They make almost 6 per game. Stanley makes a little over 6 threes per game, but they shoot 38% from downtown. From the free throw line, the Orioles are 63%, about 14 attempts per game. Similar for McDonald, 14 attempts per game, shooting 61%. McDonald has the edge in rebounding, 34.6 rebounds per game, 10.6 offensive rebounds per game. Stanley Boyd, 29.4 rebounds per game and just under 8 offensive rebounds. Both teams right around 13 assists per game. McDonald has a slight edge in steals per game. Stanley getting 6 steals per game. McDonald getting almost 8. Orioles, 2.6 blocks per game. McDonald just over 2. Just under 15 turnovers per game for McDonald. Stanley Boyd a little bit cleaner, just over 13 turnovers per contest. McDonald committing almost 17 fouls per game, and the Orioles about 13.2 fouls per game. And again, that brings us to our Toyce and Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyce and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Mark Maloney, a key or two tonight here for the Max.
Transition points got to be happening tonight, I think. We got to be able to take the turnovers, turn them into points, pressure their offense, maybe come out with some full court, half, three-quarter court, something like that. I'm watching these guys warm up. They got their big 6'8" guy. He's shooting threes out there.
Yeah,
keep him off the
talented boards.
As long as he's not making them, we're going to be okay. Keep him off the boards, and they got that 6'7" guy right behind him. So
yes,
we got to be able to handle those two big guys and clean up the boards.
The kind of game that makes you better. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports. Tip-off is next. Back in three.
Royal Credit Union is here to help you plan ahead with health savings accounts that make saving for healthcare simpler and more rewarding. Royal's HSA checking has no monthly fees and easy access with your HSA debit card. And with tiered rates, you can earn more as your balance grows. It's time to start saving for medical expenses tax-free with a Royal HSA. Learn more and open your account at rcu.org/save HSA. Insured by NCUA.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Have you ever worried about what would happen if you or a loved one needed help but couldn't reach a phone? Help is just a push button away with 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom's medical alert systems. Installed by professionals, you're guaranteed to stay connected 24/7. New technologies follow seniors' activity and don't even require you to be wearing a device. You can be confident your family is safe with fast response times and a variety of sensors. Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Visit wwt.net/medical or call 231-2000.
It's truck month at Toyson Ford, and that means savings for you. On approved credit, you can get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 truck month bonus cash on remaining 2025 Ford F-150s. But the savings don't stop there. Now through the end of March, you'll also get three visits included on a two-year, 30,000-mile limited maintenance plan. Oil change and tire rotations are covered. It's a great time to buy, so stop in and see why we're the Valley's best choice at Toyson Ford.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass, they'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car, it's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
Time for game time here on WOGO Radio, live from Stephen Tebb Racer Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney, Gavin Bovier, our intrepid video operator, camera operator here on site for the WOGO Sports Live video stream. Our radio producer tonight is Zach Wycheck. Stanley Boyd will be introduced first under the direction of head coach Dakota Nichols. Brayton Mallow, a junior, 5'10", averaging 10.9 points per game. Brenner Myers, another talented junior, 6-footer, number 2, averaging 13.9 points per contest. Troy Haas, 5'10", junior, all juniors in the starting lineup, 5.4 points per game. Number 20, Charlie Hole, 6'8", junior, 20.7 points per contest. And Josiah Demski, a 6'7", junior, number 34, averaging 10 points per game. That rounds out the starting five for the Orioles. Now the other side for your McDonald Max. Kurt Galvez on the PA tonight. Number 11, 6'3", senior, Desian Matthews, averages 5 points per game. Kale Holm, 5'10", senior guard, 8 points per game. Carson Galvez, number 33, McDonald's second leading scorer, 6'5", senior forward, 11.7 points per game. Brennan Lizella Christensen, a 6'5", junior forward, their leading scorer at 13.3 per contest. And Mason Bussey, leading rebounder for the Max, 6'6", senior center, number 44, averaging 5.8 points per game. And again, leading the team in rebounds, McDonald is coached by Adam Schilling. And our Toys and Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford at Chippewa Falls. Now it's time to see if McDonald can get it done here on their home floor. Stanley Boyd in the jet black uniforms with the orange numerals and lettering, white piping. McDonald is splendid into their home white uniforms with the royal blue numerals and lettering, gold piping, and royal blue and white checkerboard pattern on the sides of the tanks and shorts. Good to have you with us wherever you're from. Let folks know about the WOGO Sports Live video stream. Hit subscribe and the notification bell on WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Tap one by Stanley Boyd, and they will move right to left as we begin here from Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium.
Nice crowd here today, too.
Indeed. Conference finale. Quick three from the right side. Off the front of the rim, no. Carson Galvez snaps down the rebound off the miss from Brayden Mallow. Brennan Lizelle Christensen lost the handle of the basketball. Desi and Matthews grabs it back. Back to Brennan. Up top, Carson Galvez. For Cale Holm. He got off to a hot start against Stanley Boyd. Hit his first three. Brennan Lizelle Christensen back up top. Desi and Matthews. Back to Brennan. Leaves for Desi and Matthews. Is a dangerous three-point shooter. Matthews on that left wing.
He's thinking about it.
Working against one of the better defensive teams in the conference. Averaging only 52 points per game given up. Cale Holm, top jumper along the baseline. No, Desi and Matthews throws it off of the defender, Troy Haas. And out of bounds, it'll stay with McDonald. The hustle play by the senior.
Yeah. Carson tipped that rebound out.
Inbounds to Carson Galvez. Up top between the wheels. He's working against Mallow. Left side. Brennan Lizelle Christensen goes opposite wing. Dump down to Mason Bussey. Bussey, good position down low. Hook in the first bucket of the game. Kick back out to Cale Holm behind his back. Carson Galvez left wing. Galvez tried to scoop it in the paint to Bussey. Instead of steal going the other way for Stanley Boyd. Layup off the glass. First. Big head of steam for Brayton Mallow. He took steps. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank.
It's a good offensive series down there. Mason had a great shot under the basket, just didn't go in.
Alves has it on the right wing. Up top, Cale Holm snaps off a three. Back rim, no. Rebound ripped down by Charlie Hole. He lost it for a moment. Gets it back to one of his guards along the left block. Looped up top to Dembski. Leaves right side. Three on the way. That one clanks off the side of the rim. Offensive rebound back to Mallow. Mallow finds a cutter to the hoop. Lost by Haas on the way. Brennan Lizelle Christensen, I think, got a piece of that.
I think so, too.
Carson Galvez, far corner. Three on the way. It's good. Splash it home. Desi and Matthews. McDonald takes an early lead. Is the senior making the most of his start tonight? Charlie Hole, nearly 21 points per game at 6'8". Drops down to Dembski, looking for the alley-oop. No. Desi and Matthews to Cale Holm. Holm on the left wing. Carson Galvez, opposite side for three. They'll wave it off a foul first.
Got Mason with an illegal screen or a push-off.
So 3-0 McDonald. It would help if I actually updated that on the scoreboard. Right side. Again, five juniors in the starting lineup for Coach Dakota Nichols. I told him before the game, I feel old moment is that I remember calling his games when he was in an Orioles uniform. Mallow knocked right back into his arms. Shoots it down to Dembski, just inside the left block. Dembski fights a pass out. Brennan Christensen had it for a moment. He's tripped up. And 14:59 to play, and the ball will be going back to McDonald.
Good defense there. Now here's where we got to convert those points.
Active hands in the passing lane so far for the Max. K. Cale Holm on the left wing to Brennan Mazzell. Christensen gets it back between the wheels. Cale, one bounce, slides it down to the post. Carson Galvez doubled, tipped pass. Brennan Mazzell. Christensen takes it near the McDonald logo at midcourt.
Some long arms down there in the paint.
Brennan shoots it down to Carson Galvez. Galvez spins to the rim, lost the handle on it, gets it back. Out to Desian Matthews for his second three of the night. That one comes up short. Mason Bussey saves it back in bounds, but right to Stanley Boyd. Brenner Myers on the run and a hand check foul far side to slow down the break. 14:26 remaining. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com.
Donaldson, their 1-3-1 zone defense.
High post feed to Charlie Hole. Leaves it on the left side for Brenner Myers, who averages nearly 14 points per game. Drop down in the left corner. Dembski, kick out to the left wing, outside the arc. Pull up, tough jumper. That one rims in and out. Offensive rebound, put back for Dembski. It's 3-2, McDonald. Well done by Josiah Dembski, the 6'7" junior. On the putback, and again, boxing out so critical against a team with the length that Stanley Boyd has. McDonald, actually, I'll correct myself in the pregame, did out-rebound the Orioles by three when they played the first time. Brennan Mazzell Christensen dumps it down to Mason Bussey. Bussey attacking to the rim, pick out Desian Matthews in the right corner. Carson Galvez off the screen from Mason Bussey. Galvez penetrating down the lane, up high off the glass. No, Bussey offensive rebound, rips it down, then lost it. Taken away from him by Mallow. Opposite side, wide open three, rims in and out. Cale Holm with the rebound off the miss by Brenner Myers. Long, low bounce feed ahead to Carson Galvez. Finds Brennan Mazzell Christensen. Brenner attacks the rim.
Oh, my goodness.
Get the layup to go down.
Beautiful pass, beautiful shot.
Charlie Hole at 6'8", dumps it off to Brenner Myers. Myers in front of his own bench. Rather in front of the McDonald bench, he'll leave it off opposite side for Mallow. Mallow finds Troy Haas. Hole rotates into the left corner. Myers comes to get it. Off the switch, now working against Cale Holm. Quick three on the way. Front rim, no. Rebound, Brennan Mazzell Christensen. Carson Galvez on the run. Desian Matthews back to Carson right wing. Rotates. Skip down to the left corner. Three on the way. It's good. McDonald likes that corner. Cale Holm makes it 6-2 the max. A three for Desian, a three for Cale Holm. McDonald up two possessions with 6 minutes gone by early on. Drop down low and Dembski has an easy two.
Yeah, we got to cover that a little better. You know, we're running a 1-3-1, and that bottom guy's got to be having his head on a swivel there.
Cale Holm against Brenner Myers. Brennan Mazzell Christensen to Desian Matthews in that left corner where McDonald's hit a couple threes. Up top, Cale Holm. Carson Galvez, Brennan Mazzell Christensen outside the arc. Desian Matthews rotates to Carson on the left wing outside the arc. Attacks Cale Holm looking for a three from the left corner again.
Give it to him in that corner.
9-4, McDonald. Cale Holm off to a hot start, just like you mentioned. Howell, right side, Brenner Myers. He is all alone for three, and that one's good. Too wide open to miss. 9-7 with 11:08. Timeout on the floor. Full timeout. We'll be back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc.
has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. McDonald with a 9-7 lead. Luke Anderson into the game, number 24, the junior.
Along with number 3, Jaden Mitchell.
Mitchell turns it over, looking for Carson Galvez, tipped pass far side. Jaden is a 5'10 sophomore guard. They think highly of his potential for sure. Chance to tie or take the lead for the first time tonight. For the Stanley Boyd Orioles, Dembski pulls up just inside the foul line, and he'll tie it. He has 6, 9-9. Just over 10.5 minutes to go here, first half. Mitchell, right side, Cale Holm. All the way across the floor. 3 on the way, no good from that left corner. McDonald's hit 3 threes from that left corner, but a little bit short for Carson Galvez. Dembski up top, drops it down. Good position in the post. Hole turns and scores. First lead of the night for Stanley Boyd and first points of the night for Charlie Hole.
Little mismatch down there. Luke Anderson doing his best.
Anderson just inside the three-point arc. Goes opposite side to Mitchell. Mitchell with a head fake. Driving to the rim, had his shot blocked, taken away by Dembski. 11-9, Stanley Boyd. 50 seconds remaining before we get to the halfway point of the second half. Good block by Brennan Lozell. Christensen meeting Hole at the rim. But McDonald a turnover. Haas back to Dembski. Dembski kick to Haas in the left corner. 3 on the way. Front rim no. Long rebound. Cale Holm tipped it to Brennan Lozell. Christensen, and he shovels it out to Carson Galvez. Cale Holm back to Carson, high on the left.
A lot of ball movement there.
Mitchell has a screen. Spots up for 3. That one well off the mark. Rebound pulled in by Dembski. He'll hand it off. Mallow into the left corner. He'll drop down to Charlie Hole. Turns. He's doubled. Tries to go up in a crowd block. Luke Anderson got a piece of that hole. Gets it back and scores. 13-9. Making him work for it, but Charlie Hole his first couple buckets.
The experience shows there.
Mitchell drops down to Luke Anderson. Good position down low. Anderson had his shot blocked partially by Dembski, changed it just enough. Isaac Crawford about to come back in. Dawson Moulton are coming for the first time, rather, along with Dawson Moulton, junior and senior for McDonald. Good position again for Hole. He stumbled on the way up, lost it. It's loose on the floor and gobbled up. Carson Galvez finds Brennan Lozell Christensen. Brennan a one-on-one, hangs in the air, couldn't get it to fall. Offensive rebound, Mitchell. Mitchell had it knocked away, and it's staying with McDonald with 8:28 to play. Isaac Crawford, Dawson Moulton into the game for Carson Galvez and Cale Holm. Brandon Lozell Christensen will trade places with Isaac Crawford, who will inbound this one for the Max. Inbounds to Dawson Moulton. Moulton in the right corner. Max trailing by 4, 13-9. And a barn burner at Stanley Boyd when we had McDonald and the Orioles on Rogo Sports last winter. Dawson Moulton attacks the hoop and goes right to the rim and scores. I like that aggressiveness from the senior. Dawson Moulton, a quick first step, and you know all about how quick his first step can be.
He's wide open. He's going to take advantage of it.
Isaac Crawford with this steal. He got held up a little bit. Now stumbling on the right side of the floor, finds Mitchell. Mitchell dumps it to Dawson Moulton. Luke Anderson to Brennan Lozell Christensen. One sophomore, one senior, 3 juniors on the floor for Coach Adam Schilling right now. His team trailing by just a bucket, 13-11. Anderson down the lane. Get it to fall. Finger roll, everything but the bucket.
Yes.
Nice attack by McDonald.
Yeah. Loved it.
Mason Bussey about to come back in. Also should mention Connor Gable, the 6'5 senior, came in for Coach Nichols. They have 6'8", 6'7", and 6'5 on the bench. Long jumper off the glass. No good. Brennan Lozell Christensen to miss that time by Carson Woodcock, the junior, for the Orioles. 7 minutes to go. Spotting up for 3. Off the front of the rim. No offensive rebound. Dawson Moulton Moulton looking for help, finds Anderson. Anderson pulls up from 10 feet. It won't roll down. Offensive rebound again. Brennan Lizelle Christensen up with the left hand and scores. Hard work pays off for McDonald. We're tied at 13. That's the first bucket for Brennan.
Well, that was a great offensive series there. Good fight on the boards.
Three subs coming in for McDonald at the next juncture. Brennan Myers hands off right wing. Mallow puts on the floor with the left hand. Nice feed, backdoor cut. That's Gable, 15-13.
Yeah, they kind of lose him again in that 1-3-1.
Mitchell, just outside the right elbow. Wheeling, drops it down for Dawson Moulton up top. Brennan Lizelle Christensen crossing over on his defender, working off a screen from Moulton. Picks up his dribble and finds Anderson. Isaac Crawford. Crawford spotting up for three. Back rimmed it. No. Fight for the rebound. Tracked down in the corner for the Orioles. Woodcock got to it first. Now Woodcock takes it across the timeline. Under six to go. Two-thirds of the way through the first half. Tight game so far. 15-13. McDonald down two to the Orioles. Brennan Myers against Isaac Crawford. Create a little space. Now he's double. Looking for help. Having trouble. Dakota Nichols calls a timeout. Good defense by the Mavs. We're back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
McDonald basketball on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. If you're out and about, you can find the game on the radio at 103.1 FM AM 680, live audio streaming at WOGO.com. Also, the WOGO Radio Facebook page and on YouTube, WOGO Sports. Subscribe there. The thumbs up icon, the notification bell, so you're notified whenever we go live with Jai High or McDonald Athletics. And, of course, the postseason for girls basketball starts on Tuesday. Charlie Howell left him open for three. Not a good idea for McDonald as Howell makes it 18-13, largest lead of the night for the Orioles.
He does have a good shot from out there.
Dawson Moulton, 5 minutes to go, working a left-handed dribble, finds Crawford. Crawford, high catch in the right corner. Carson Galvez back to Isaac. Dawson Moulton cutting to the hoop, down the lane, out to Isaac Crawford. Extra pass, Carson Galvez, wide open. Three down corner pocket, you bet. Good ball movement by McDonald and a knockdown triple for Carson Galvez.
His first points of the night.
Indeed. McDonald's 4-3 of the first half. Brenner Myers leaves for a hole. Two-point game, 4.5 left. Only two fouls so far, both on McDonald. Gable right side. Woodcock has it there, working off his screen. Lost the handle on it. Dawson Moulton hassling him. Woodcock up top for Micah Krajacek. Woodcock right baseline. Picks it up top for Howell. Long possession here for the Orioles. Howell, the 6'8" junior, directing traffic. Mason Bussey giving him a wide berth. As Howell goes into his move. Attacks on the left side of the lane. Spins in the lane. Took a little extra hop, maybe, and actually stepping on the baseline was Gable. So a turnover either way.
He kind of wanted to go up against Mason one-on-one there. And Mason was going to take him on.
To see that.
Yeah.
Like Mason can stack up well. Hole obviously has a couple inches in height. Quick kid, but Mason, great feet as well.
Yep.
Isaac Crawford, right wing, drops down to the aforementioned Mason Bussey. He goes up between a couple defenders, blocks it the way up, and a foul on Hole. Stanley Boyd, faithful, want to say that was a clean block. They might have a case. The officials saw some contact, though, maybe with the body. And so Mason Bussey will go to the line for First free throw rims out. Still just a two-point game, 3:37 to play. McDonald trailing Stanley Boyd 18-16. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass in Chippewa Falls. Second free throw is good for Mason Bussey. His first points. It's a one-point deficit for McDonald, 18-17. Whistle and a kickball. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders. White City Glass. Substitution. Give us time to let you know that if you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, think Heath Slocum & Associates LLC, Professional Land Surveying. Get it done right the first time. Call owner Jason Heath and Heath Slocum, 715-720-4000 and 720-4000. Shot rolled in along the baseline by Brayton Mallow. His first points. 20-17 off the inbound. Cale Holm. Carson Brennan Lizelle Christensen tries to go over the top. No, and a whistle and a foul.
Brennan picked up his second.
Second on Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Battling down low there after the miss with Charlie Hole. 20-17. McDonald down three. Stanley Boyd moving from right to left as we look at it here. Stephen Deb Raisler Gymnasium. Debski back in. He had three early buckets. Rotates Dembski from Hole. Right side feed. Driving along the baseline. Another runner. That one rims in and out. Hole had the rebound for a moment. Desi and Matthews took it away. Now McDonald on the run. Screen from Mason Bussey. Bussey gets it back. Rotates to Carson Galvez. Finds Cale Holm left side. Again, just three whistles so far. Refs maybe letting him play a little bit, but also
bit.
Just a pretty clean game.
Yes, it has been.
I like to see that. Especially late in the season. Carson Galvez driving hard to the hoop. High off the window. No, but a whistle and a foul. Pressing the issue offensively. Carson Galvez. Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, give them a call. Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. That's Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. First free throw good for Carson Galvez. He has 4 points. 20-18. McDonald down just a deuce now. Second free throw for the senior. Good as well. 1 point game once again. Hole on the run right side. Backing down Mason Bussey. Hole picks up his dribble. Goes right wing. Mallow opposite side. Haas. Brenner Myers, guarded by Cale Holm. Haas in the left wing. He'll find Hole. Hole rises up for a deep jumper. No, long rebound out to Brenner Myers. Hole flips it up top. Extra pass in the right corner. Giving it back to Haas. Haas fires it down to Dembski. Nice look, and Dembski makes it 22-19. Good ball movement.
Yes.
For the Orioles.
It looked like McDonald went to a 2-3 zone. Trying to plug up that middle, but Stanley did a nice job moving the ball.
Dembski has eight. Desi and Matthews in the right corner. Mason Bussey. Dembski steps in front of that one and knocks it out of bounds with a minute 22 to play. Cale Holm will inbound. Drops it into Carson Galvez in the right corner beyond the arc. Finds Cale Holm coming off a screen. Couldn't quite get the three. He'll leave it back for Carson Galvez. He has a screen from Mason Bussey. Carson, Desi and Matthews right corner. Back to Carson Galvez. Rotates Luke Anderson left wing outside the arc. Just over 60 seconds to play. McDonald down three, 22-19. Galvez, runner in the lane, off the mark. Maybe took a little contact there, and now the Orioles will slow it down a bit, taking it across the timeline, Brenner Myers. Dembski left wing, into the left corner. They'll drop down to Hole, left block extended. Kick out Haas. Haas has a really good look at a three, and he hit it. 25-19.
30 seconds here. Let's get a shot off. Put some points back on the board here.
6-point deficit, largest of the night for McDonald. As Hole steps in front of a pass and knocks it out of bounds. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose Quality Propane and Fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. That's QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Anderson to inbound, finds Cale Holm in the backcourt. Crosses the timeline with a pass to Carson Galvez. 23 seconds to play. We'll see if McDonald wants to hold it for the final one. That seems to be the indication. Anderson left wing with 16 seconds to Cale Holm up top. 25-19, max down 6. Carson Galvez to Luke Anderson, left block extended. Carson crosses over on his defender. Lost on the way to the hoop. A whistle and a foul on the ground with 6 seconds to play. Team fouls now even at 3 apiece. Brennan Lizelle Christensen will inbound. And first we'll have a substitution.
Brayton Mallow just picked up his second.
Micah Krajacic will come in for Mallow. Into Carson Galvez, lost on the way up, tie up.
Jump ball.
Jump ball will stay with McDonald. Good work inside there, quick hands from Haas. With 4.1 remaining. We'll switch to the opposite side of the baseline, and Brennan Lizelle Christensen will take it in again. Finds Cale Holm. Holm rises for 3 to beat the buzzer. Cale Holm ends the half with a bang for McDonald. 25-22, a 3-point game. We've got a good one brewing here in Chippewa Falls. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes. This is McDonald Max Basketball in WOGO Sports.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Finds Emily Hartman. Hartman, quick trigger on a 3 right side. Oh, she nailed it! Pure from deep!
Kalinske gets it back to Munson. Munson for 3. Got it! A
tipped pass. Brennan Lizelle Christensen knocks it off his own back. He has a head of steam. Drives in and slams it home!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
At Royal Credit Union, we believe in banking with purpose. That's why we're here for you and your community with people-first service, local support, and all the accounts and loans you need to help reach your financial goals. As a not-for-profit cooperative, everything we do benefits the people and communities we serve. Because Royal isn't just where you bank, it's where you belong. Experience the Royal Credit Union difference and learn more at rcu.org/royalsupport. Insured by NCUA. Loans subject to credit approval. Equal credit opportunity.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got 2 heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower and add grab bars for extra safety. Or finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement. Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're your complete technology partner. Not only do we offer fast, reliable internet, but so much more. From security cameras and access control to hosted VoIP phone systems that keep your business connected. Don't forget medical alert systems that protect the ones you love. Homes, businesses, communities, one trusted local provider. Contact us at wwt.net or 231-2000.
It's halftime here in Chippewa Falls. Very entertaining first half we've had. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube. And Mark, as we look at the first half here, some of the choice and forward keys to the game, we wanted to have a fast start for McDonald. They shot the ball well from beyond the arc and got a pretty quick start, played pretty well defensively, held up well on the boards. There's only so much you can do, some possessions against some of the height Stanley has, but overall this has been I think what Coach Schilling would hope for in terms of a first half effort.
I wouldn't mind going in the locker room down by three against this team.
Yeah.
That's a good credit to the kids there. And again, they know what to change here now and defensively. And I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know what his feelings are coming out in a man-to-man, whether, you know, sink in and help in the middle, but force them to shoot the outside. They're not hitting all that many threes from the outside. Force them to shoot the threes and then keep them off the board. We're getting some decent looks at the basket on our offensive side. We just aren't getting the ball to fall through the hoop. So I think they're in a great position here to come out in the second half here and turn things around. I'd like to see the tempo pick up a little bit.
Sure.
Maybe it's tough to do, but maybe just attack that basket a little bit quicker.
And also, again, you talk about attacking the basket. I think we've seen that. I think there hasn't been any intimidation about the potential shot blockers that Stanley has out there, too. We've seen even Dawson Mullen coming into the game and immediately attacking the rim. Carson Galvez has done a good job of that. Brennan Lizelle Christensen as well, too. We just see guys going at the basket and saying, hey, we're going to get a good look or a foul, and that's what they like.
Yeah, I agree. So, but there's some long arms in there.
Indeed.
With Cole and
Dembski as well
in there. Yeah, I mean, that's just some long arms in there. So you got to kind of make a move and then, you know, attack it and see if you can't draw some fouls. But let's see if we can't just keep that up in the second half here. And Kale's shooting the lights out from the three range. So we'll see if everybody else can kind of pick up the pace.
Six players have scored on each side so far here in the first half. For Stanley Boyd, they're led by 8 from Josiah Dembski, 7 for Charlie Hole, 3 apiece for Troy Haas and Brenner Myers, 2 apiece for Connor Gable and Brayton Mallow. On the other side for McDonald, 9 for Cale Holm on 3 made threes, 5 for Carson Galvez, 3 for Desi and Matthews, 2 for Dawson Moulton and Brennan Lizelle Christensen, and 1 for Mason Bussey. And 25-22, not an incredibly high-scoring first half, so I'm pretty sure the numbers are accurate.
Yes, that's right on target.
Well, let's take a listen now to our 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast Plays of the Half, brought to you by 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, your complete technology partner. The first half sounded like this on WOGO Sports. Brennan Lizelle Christensen, I think, got a piece of that.
I think so, too.
Carson Galvez, far corner, 3 on the way. It's good. Splash it home. Desi and Matthews. And Matthew rotates to Carson on the left wing outside the arc, attacks Cale Holm looking for a 3 from the left corner. Again, he hit 2 in a row.
Give it to him in that corner.
9-4 McDonald. 3-point arc goes opposite side to Mitchell with a head fake, driving to the rim, had his shot blocked, taken away by Dembski. 11-9 Stanley Boyd. 50 seconds remaining before we get to the halfway point of the second half. Good block by Brennan Lizelle Christensen, meeting Hole at the rim, but McDonald a turnover. Haas back to Dembski. Dembski, 3 off the front of the rim. No offensive rebound. Dawson Moulton. Moulton looking for help, finds Anderson. Anderson pulls up from 10 feet. It won't roll down. Offensive rebound again. Brennan Lizelle Christensen up with the left hand and scores. Hard work pays off for McDonald. We're tied at 13. That's the first bucket for Brennan. Dawson Moulton cutting to the hoop down the lane. Out to Isaac Crawford. Extra pass. Carson Galvez wide open. 3 ball corner pocket. You bet. Good ball movement by McDonald and a knockdown triple for Carson Galvez.
His first points of the night.
Indeed. 1 remaining. We'll switch to the opposite side of the baseline and Brennan Lizelle Christensen will take it in again. Finds Cale Holm. Holm rises for 3 to beat the buzzer. Cale Holm ends the half with a bang for McDonald. 25-22, a 3-point game. We've got a good one brewing here in Chippewa Falls. We'll step out and be back. And That's how the first half sounded. Your 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast plays of the game. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose quality propane and fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. 30-second break, and we're back with Mark Maloney's military shout-outs in half a minute.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower and add grab bars for extra safety. Or finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement. Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Our halftime tradition, Mark Maloney's military shout-outs before the second half begins. As always, please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb. And we got a brand new one on our list here. It's Jasmine Gerber's brother, Justin.
Yes.
Who is active duty Navy at Norfolk, Virginia. And Justin is a Thorpe grad. And he's been in for a while. They were kind of figuring out how long he's been in. But they told me where he's been traveling around, and he's been around for a while. But currently at Norfolk, Virginia, in
sure.
the Navy. So welcome aboard, Justin, and congratulations, Jasmine, on your brother being in the military. So here's the rest of our shout-outs: Alex Maloney down at Barksdale Air Force Base, Louisiana, Joy Kabishik up at Eielson Air Force Base in Alaska, Kyle and Nicole Leadholm at Yokota Air Force Base, Japan, Greg Hovland at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base, Sarah Passenbovey with the 133rd Civil Engineers out of Minnesota Air National Guard. Kristen Levesser is also in the Air Force National Guard out of Minneapolis. Carter Billen, working security forces at the Navy Brig in San Diego. John Hayton from Colfax is in the Army Guard out of Spooner, currently on deployment. Brandon Anderson from Colfax, active duty in the Marine Corps. Noah Stewart is a Chi High grad at Joint Base Bowling, Washington, D.C. Ellie Eckes is a second lieutenant in the Army Signal Corps. Matt Pulver at Offutt Air Force Base, Nebraska. Mason Gadel, a Chi High grad with the Merchant Marines. Paul Tetrault is in the Army. Evan Eckes is in the Navy ROTC at Purdue. Jonathan Larson is a 2020 McDonnell grad in the Army out of Texas. Stephen Maloney, my nephew, out of Colorado Army Reserves. And Steven Petronovich is in the Marine Corps veteran and is currently in the Coast Guard at Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. So, again, a huge thank you to all of our military. Glad to have Justin on board. Jasmine came up at the end of their game the other night and wanted to add her brother. So
yes, and
we're
thank
definitely
you so much,
that.
Jasmine.
Yes, and again, keep the list growing.
25-22. McDonald provokes a travel down low from Dembski, who got a helping hand up from Cale Holm. And the Max chance to come within one or even tie on their first possession of the second half. Desi and Matthews looking for the tie, straight on, won't roll in. Mason Bussey, good fight for the rebound, couldn't quite handle it. Look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Three from the right side is good for Haas. His second triple of the night. Troy Haas now has six. And McDonald, their largest deficit of the night, equaled 28-22. 50-plus seconds in the second half. Carson Galvez doubled along the left block. Whips it out to Desi and Matthews. Finds Brennan Mazzell Christensen, bobbled for a little bit, gets it back. Into the right corner, stolen away by Brenner Myers. He's looking for Cale Holm. Myers thought about a three in transition, sent finds Dembski. Dembski attacks the hoop. Go one way, but goes the other way. 30-22. Largest deficit of the night for McDonald. Good English. Kind of that reverse finger roll there.
It was.
Josiah Dembski. Brenner Myers.
Stanley Boyd plays a very, very tough man-to-man defense.
Giving up just 52 points per game. Carson Galvez kicking to the left corner. Desi and Matthews out to Brennan Mazzell Christensen. Extra pass. Cale Holm in the right corner, guarded by Brenner Myers. Brennan Mazzell Christensen. outside the arc, working a left-handed dribble, finds Carson Galvez. Almost 2 minutes in the second half. McDonald looking for their first points of the second half. Mason Bussey couldn't quite get it to fall from just inside the right block. Had a good look.
Yes, he did. Just can't get those little bunnies to go through.
Charlie Hole driving along the baseline. Up with the right hand in a crowd, and he is fouled. First whistle of the second half. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. First free throw is good for Charlie Hole. It takes him up to 8 points on the night. So now a 9-point lead. Make it a double-digit advantage as Hole rattles in the second. Almost popped out. He now has 9. The lead is 10 for Stanley Boyd. Donald, some work to do. Still very early on here in the second half. Trailing 32-22. Cale Holm fires a beautiful bullet pass down low. And Mason Bussey eats it up and scores from low on the left. Nice, well done.
Nice pass from Cale.
Hole passes up the three against Mason Bussey. Looking for Brenner Myers. Fakes the dribble handoff. Hole. Beautiful drop-off pass, but it's stolen even more beautifully by McDonald. Mason Bussey. Cale Holm. Left block extended. Loops back up top. Carson Galvez. Galvez has a screen for Mason Bussey. Galvez at the foul line. Spins. Desi and Matthews opposite corner. Matthews to Brennan Mazzell Christensen. Pass to the left corner. Cale Holm working there. Back into the paint, finds Mason Bussey, shovels it back down to Cale Holm. Kick out, Brennan Mazzell Christensen. Now Brennan working his way into the paint, stolen away from behind by Brennan Myers. Brennan Mazzell Christensen got it back, couldn't quite get it to fall with the left hand. And I think he walked first. Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. 32-24, McDonald down 8. Stanley Boyd with the basketball, moving left to right here in the second half. Hole will rise up for 3. That one rims out. Offensive rebound, Dempsey stripped away from behind. Brennan Lizelle Christensen ends up with it, finds Desi and Matthews. Matthews hard to the hoop and scores. 6-point game. Desi and Matthews now has 5.
That's what we need. We need to pick up that pace and make those transition points.
Brennan Myers working off a screen for a moment from Dembski. Hole outside the arc. Finds Haas, thought about a 3 instead. Takes the screen, pulls up his dribble. Dembski up top between the wheels. Just over 14 minutes to play. Mallow, left-handed dribble up top. Hole fake the 3, trying to get by Mason Bussey, who's moving his feet well. Hole pulls up, tough shot along the baseline. No, rebound bat into the arms of Carson Galvez from Cale Holm. Got up for that one. Carson Galvez, Desi and Matthews, wide open corner. Pocket 3, got it! Desi and Matthews makes it a 1-possession game.
Nice ball movement, that's what we got to do.
Good catch and shoot from the senior.
Get down there and shoot the ball and make them pay on those transition points.
32-29, Hole left corner. Dembski finds Brenner Myers, guarded by Desi and Matthews. Haas up top, again thought about a 3, doesn't pull the trigger. Right side Hole. Mason Bussey gives him a wide berth. Hole dribbling back out near midcourt. Almost 5 minutes into the second half, 32-29. McDonald a 7-0 run after trailing by 10. Hole will try another 3. That one is good. 35-29, Hole his second triple of the night. Cale Holm traverses the timeline, left side for Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Bounce to Mason Bussey outside the arc, high on the right. Mason hands off Cale Holm, will take a 3, front of the rim, no, rebound in the corner, no. Mason Bussey collides with a chair, and the chair got the worst of that. He was boxed out in the corner by Haas. John Anderson went over there to help out the chair.
Yeah.
12:32 to play.
Just gives it his all.
Bussey will now take a seat. Luke Anderson back in for McDonald along with Desi and Matthews, Cale Holm, Carson Galvez, and Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Myers off a screen from Hole. Myers back to Dembski. Right corner feed. That's Woodcock who came back into the game for Coach Dakota Nichols. Now finds Woodcock right wing. Drops down. Good position by Hole. He's doubled. Shoots it out to Brenner Myers. His three knocked away by Brennan Lizelle Christensen. A big block by Brennan. Finds Jesse Matthews. Cutting the hoop.
There we go.
With the left hand is good.
Nice ball moving. Again, transition points.
Brenner Myers trying to answer. High off the glass. No. Dunk putback attempt. No. From Hole. Now McDonald on the run again. Down 35-31. Carson Gallis blocked on the way to the hoop by Dembski, but a foul. 11:40 to play, 35-31. Carson Galvez will go to the line shooting two. If you have hail damage from last May, you have 1 year to file your claim, so get your exterior checked before May 15th. Don't settle for one of the door knockers. Go with your experienced local contractor, Aerial Management and Construction. First free throw is no good for Carson Galvez. He hit his first couple attempts from the foul line. Desi and Matthews will get a well-deserved breather here as Isaac Crawford comes in. Chance to make it a one-possession deficit again. Carson Galvez, free throw is good. 35-32. Carson Galvez now with 6 points. Timeout.
Yeah, I think Donald, I thought he said he's taking a full timeout.
Full timeout, back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Bonus cash on remaining 2025 Ford F-150s. But the savings don't stop there. Now through the end of March, you'll also get 3 visits included on a 2-year, 30,000-mile limited maintenance plan. Oil change and tire rotations are covered. It's a great time to buy, so stop in and see why we're the Valley's best choice at Toyson Ford.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Good matchup here at Chippewa Falls. 11:40 to go in the second half. 35-32, Stanley Boyd leading McDonald. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Sports. Zach Wycheck back at the Wogo home base in Halley is our audio producer on site. Video producer and camera operator is Gavin Bovey. McDonald coming out of the Coach Schilling timeout with some light backcourt pressure. Charlie Hole across the timeline, guarded by fellow junior Luke Anderson. Hole picks up his dribble. Woodcock in the left corner. Drops it down to Dembski. Guarded by Dawson Moulton on the left block. Dembski lowers the shoulder up with the right hand. Pretty finish. 37-32. Dembski used his full 6'7" elevation there.
Yeah.
5-point game. Dawson Moulton for Cale Holm. Holm had the hot hand in the first half. Luke Anderson. Left corner, Isaac Crawford. Crawford back to Anderson. Anderson attacking the hoop, blocked by Charlie Hole.
Yeah, that's just some height, too much height down there.
Dembski looking for Hole. Hole, good catch down low and an easy finish. 39-32.
Again, with Luke Anderson guarding Hole, they know they got the mismatch down there. Mason kind of bodies him up a little tougher.
7-point game. McDonald with 10.5 minutes to go. Still within plenty of striking distance. I'm trying to answer these buckets from Stanley Boyd. Brennan Lizelle Christensen back out. Dawson Moulton. Tipped pass. Luke Anderson takes it back. Finds Dawson Moulton. Moulton cutting to the hoop. High off the glass. A little bit too strong.
Good take there by Dawson. Good find. Just didn't get it to go.
Myers right wing. Guarded by Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Junior against junior. Drops down to Dembski. Dembski against Dawson Moulton. Working up with the left hand this time. Rattles it in as he switched to the right in the air. 41-32. Just like that, back up to a 9-point advantage. for the Stanley Boyd Orioles. Jason Bussey and Carson Galvez will come back in shortly.
Going up against Dawson there again, a big mismatch.
Dawson Moulton, right wing, picks up his dribble, finds Luke Anderson. Anderson gets his defender in the air, hangs in the air, no, got his own rebound and scores. Staying with it, like you said. Luke Anderson, 41-34. Good hard work. His first points. 7-point deficit for McDonald. So we're 20 seconds away from the halfway point of the second half. Brenner Myers, wide open, looking at three, far side, rattles in for Woodcock. 10-point game again. Carson Woodcock, the 6-foot junior. Now we are officially sub 9 minutes. Whistle up top as Woodcock reached in and pokes it away from Isaac Crawford. Fouls have been really clean on both sides throughout this game.
They have. That was a good call there by Chuck Morning, one of the referees down there. A little body there. He was going after it hard against Isaac.
Oh, will take his first rest. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Carson Galvez, Cale Holm, Dawson Moulton, Mason Bussey, and Isaac Crawford, the five on the floor for Coach Adam Schilling. His team down 44-34. Largest deficit of the night equaled. They came back down 32-22, had a 7-0 run. We'll see what they can spark here. Mason Bussey in the middle of the lane, has his shot blocked, knocked out of bounds, last touch by Stanley Boyd as Bussey stayed with it. 8:37 to play.
Connor Gable out there again, a senior, 6'5".
Cale Holm to inbound. Finds Dawson Moulton in the right corner. Up top, Carson Galvez. 8.5 minutes left. McDonald trailing by 10. Isaac Crawford to Cale Holm. Holm thought about a three. Myers a quick closeout. Holm picks up his dribble, shoots it across. Isaac Crawford, head fake, spinning, working along the baseline. Tough runner, and it
got
drops.
It.
Counted, and a foul, and one for Isaac Crawford.
Nice little one-handed floater there.
44-36, Isaac Crawford. His first points tonight. And a chance to get three the old-fashioned way from the foul line.
Woodcock picked up his third.
Grisgala Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services, from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at Grisgala Plumbing and Heating. Free throw, perfect. 7-point deficit for McDonald's. Three there for Isaac Crawford. Haas guarded by Moulton. Kick to a wide open three. That one well off the mark by Krajacek. Knocked out of bounds, staying with Stanley Boyd.
Those are the ones we need. They don't have a... Still got some height out there with Dembski.
Myers to inbound. Gable looking for Krajacek. Can't get it to him. And timeout taken by Coach Dakota Nichols.
30 seconds.
We are back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Oh, full timeout.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
McDonald. Donald Max Basketball on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube. Grandpa getting away from Freya. .803 left. Stanley Boyd will inbound with a 44-37 lead. Brenner Myers to trigger it in for the Orioles. Finds Dembski, rotates immediately to Mallow. Charlie Hole back in. Myers, baseline. Whips it back out to Hole. Catch near midcourt. Hole got his first breather of the game, and you would think that's probably going to be his last break unless the Orioles are really able to open one up here. Haas looking for his third three of the night, and he hit another one. Back to a 10-point deficit for McDonald. Patient ball movement leads to another triple for the Orioles. 7.5 minutes left. Plenty of time for McDonald. Need to answer bucket for bucket here. Yeah. Isaac Crawford finds Brennan Lizelle Christensen to Cale Holm in the right corner. Carson Galvez up top. Galvez to Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Opposite corner. Cale Holm rises for another three. That one rims out. We have a whistle.
And a foul. He'll be shooting three.
And I think they'll get Dembski with that one. Yep. And Cale Holm will go to the line with three opportunities with 7:10 to play. A chance for McDonald to get closer with the clock stopped.
Yes.
Well, propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. First free throw rims out for Cale Holm. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose quality propane and fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. That's QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Second free throw is good. Got it dialed in now, 47-38. First points of the second half for Cale Holm. He's now sitting at 10 after hitting three threes in the first half. Takes a deep breath, second free throw, and then the third free throw is good, 47-39. Cale Holm with 11. McDonald down 8. Haas, no one picked him up, and Haas missed a wide-open layup. Isaac Crawford steams out of there with the rebound. Cale Holm spots up for three. Got it! Splash from the left wing. Mr. Cale Holm. Five-point game. Mallow, right block. Wild pass left corner. Haas, though, is wide open for another three, and he answers. Troy Haas. Three threes in the second half. Crawford, though! Can hit him too. 50-45. The pace picking up.
Yep, keeping her close.
Crawford with 6 points all in the second half. Dembski, good position down low. He'll score. He has 16. 52-45. Isaac Crawford, right wing. Holm thought about pulling up for another three. He's got what, four threes on the night?
Yep.
Holm in the right corner. He's immediately double, slides a bounce out to Carson Galvez. Brennan Lizelle Christensen right side. Under six to play. 52-45. McDonald trailing by seven. Carson Galvez to Cale Holm. Holm feeling it for three. Got another one. Cale Holm, red hot. 4-point game.
Yes.
Trying to answer opposite side. No. Dembski offensive rebound off the Mallow miss.
And the big 6'8" guy says, bring it out top.
Just one whistle on McDonald here in the second half. Four fouls against Stanley Boyd. Something we'll keep an eye on as the clock trickles down. 5:10 to play. Myers finds Hole. Spinning in the lane. Pulls up from 10 feet. Good. 54-48. Charlie Hole makes it a full two-possession lead once again for the visitors. Brennan Lizelle Christensen attacking to the hoop. Had it knocked out of bounds. Will stay with McDonald with 4:49 to play. Student section on their feet for the Max.
Isaac's out. Dessian's back in.
Good minutes for Isaac Crawford. To Lizelle Christensen, to Cale Holm. He's open for a three left corner. That one off the side of the rim. Hole goes high for the rebound. Hole across the timeline. 54-48 lead for Stanley Boyd. Just over 4.5 minutes left. Dembski right wing. Brenner Myers puts on the floor with the right hand. Goes behind his back. Finds Hole. Hole thought about a three. Steps back beyond the arc. He'll think about it a long time. Taking and make it. 57-48. No freezing. Charlie Hole there. 9-point deficit again for the Mavs. Cale Holm up top. Picked up his dribble. Still looking to avoid a 5-second count. Find Mason Bussey. For Brennan Lazell Christensen. Into the corner. Carson Galvez. Out beyond the arc. Galvez. High pass. Brennan Lazell Christensen couldn't handle it. Errant throw that time by Carson Galvez. And a timeout taken by Coach Schilling with 3:55 to play. Back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Three minutes, 55 seconds left. Here in Chippewa Falls, Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School. The Macs have whittled away at an up to 10-point deficit. It's back up to a 9-point advantage for Stanley Boyd. McDonald will try to create a little chaos here with their pressure defense. Now they'll back off. Myers across the timeline, guarded by Desi and Matthews. Drop down to Hole, outside the lane. Guarded by Brennan Lazell Christensen, Charlie Hole working off a screen from Myers. Hole into the left corner, looking for another three. That one rims out. Desi Matthews goes really high for the rebound. Now McDonald on the run. Matthews picks up his dribble across the floor. Brennan Lazell Christensen lost it. Push ahead for Stanley Boyd. Layup is good. 59-48. That was Brayton Mallow, just his second basket of the game. And I think Carson Galvez and Brennan Lazell Christensen had a little spacing issue. Didn't know who that pass was going to. And it ends up with a turnover and a run out. And largest deficit of the night. Now for McDonald to overcome 11 points. Carson Galvez out to Mason Bussey. Brennan Lazell Christensen, left corner, Cale Holm. Holmes went red hot in the second half. McDonald need him to stay hot. There he flips one up with the right hand and scores. In the lane, just inside the foul line. 59-50.
They're not out of this by any means, but they got to keep up that intensity and have a sense of urgency here.
Holmes has 19. It's just one whistle against McDonald. Desi and Matthews give a quick foul to try to...
No, I think Mason just picked one up, pushing around down there. Yep.
That's the third on Mason Bussey with 2:36 to play. Maxwell with four fouls left to give. Luke Anderson will come in. 59-50. Stanley Boyd with the basketball in the lead. Myers to inbound. Loops it up top to Haas. Who's really been phenomenal for Stanley Boyd tonight. Haas push up top Carson Galvez. Haas 12 points. Nine of them in the second half, all of them on triples.
Well, Max might be just playing some aggressive defense, picking up the fouls, put them in bonus.
Inbounds to Hole. Almost got away from him. Hole guarded closely by Brennan Lazell Christensen, and a foul. And that time, I think Brennan says, I wasn't necessarily trying to get
yeah,
that
I don't
foul.
Think he was either.
2:28 to play. Team fouls now even at four apiece. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass in Chippewa Falls. Inbounds to Hole, just outside the arc in the right corner. 2:25 to go. Hole driving baseline. Loops it way up top for Myers. Myers being pursued from behind. Grabbed by Desi and Matthews with 2:19 to play. That's the fifth foul for McDonald. And again, giving the fouls pretty quickly here so that they can put Stanley Boyd on the line if needed and try to extend this game. Inbounds to Hole right near midcourt. Brennan Lazell Christensen comes out on him with 2:15 to play. Cole gets by a couple defenders, runs one up with the right hand. Beautiful finger roll. 61-50. Charlie Hole has been excellent here in the second half. 2 minutes to go. 11-point deficit for McDonald. Brennan Mazzell Christensen to Carson Galvez. Carson attack with the left hand, finds Brennan on a dumb ball pass. Lizelle Christensen goes up strong and scores. 61-52. 4 points on the night for Brennan Mazzell Christensen. 9-point deficit for McDonald. Hole is loose. Carson Galvez will make him pick up the dribble for a moment. He'll find Dembski back out to Myers. 96 seconds to play. Luke Anderson gives the last foul for McDonald before the bonus. 1:35 left. Look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow Logo Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Timeout on the floor. We'll take just a 30-second break back in half a minute on WOGO.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Finds Emily Hartman. Hartman, quick trigger on a three right side. Oh, she nailed it! Pure from deep!
Kalinske gets it back to Munson. Munson for three. Got it!
Tipped pass. Brennan Mazzell Christensen knocked it off his own back. He has a head of steam. Drives in and slams it home!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Welcome back to Max Basketball on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream. WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Discover a future of excellence that is rooted in history at McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Educating students from pre-K all the way to senior year, McDonald is now accepting applications for the 2026-27 school year. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org today. Check out WOGO.com for our complete postseason basketball schedule. It's a regular season games yet to come. A couple regular season games next week for Chi High. Mark Alverson on the call. We'll have the season, regular season finale for McDonald Lady Max Hoops and the Clover Belt crossover second place game tomorrow, 5:40 p.m. from Stanley Boyd against the Marshfield Columbus Catholic Dons. Should be a good one.
Yes.
Dons are one of the top 10 teams in the state in Division 5. Inbounds coming out of the timeout. Brennan Mazzell Christensen swats it out of bounds. Couldn't quite get to it to save it. 1:33 left. And the effort has been there all night on both sides.
Yes.
A well-played game. Again, fouls mounting just because McDonald had to give them. Otherwise, it's been pretty clean as Haas will now go to the line, shooting a 1-1 as Carson Galvez gives the foul with exactly 90 seconds to play. Troy Haas, who's hit 4 triples tonight, just been so key, matching his jersey number. First free throw rattles out. Brennan Mazzell Christensen grabs the rebound. The miss McDonald needed. Haas trying to steal it away, not able to get to it in time as Carson Galvez dumps off to Cale Holm. Holm will take a really deep three. No, that one knocked away from Hole for a moment. Then he's fouled by Luke Anderson. 1:15 to play, which again in basketball terms is quite a bit.
Yeah.
The Max will need some misses while it's still the single bonus here. This is the 8th team foul. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Charlie Howell, 2-for-2 from the foul line. He has 21. It's right about his season average. Give him 22. Back to a 10-point deficit for the Max. Hole had 7 in the first half, 15 here in the second half. Very talented junior.
Yes.
Second free throw is good as well. 63-52, 11-point deficit for McDonald. Carson Galvez attacking, spins into the lane, up with the right hand. No, a whistle and a foul with 1:07 to play. And Galvez a chance to score with the clock stopped. His team trailing by 11.
Now we'll pick up his third.
Coming up after the game, we'll have the Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap as part of our post-glass post-game show. That brought to you, of course, by Holly Bovee of Coldwell Bank of Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Carson Galvez hits the free throw. He has 7 points. Also our 24-7 West Wisconsin Telecom fiber fast plays of the game. A lot of them in the second half. 2-for-2 for Carson Galvez. He hits a pair of free throws there. Galvez now with 8 points. 63-54. McDonald trailing Stanley Boyd. Feed to Dembski. Dembski swatted it from behind, but a foul. No easy baskets in my house is Luke Anderson.
Luke's picking up his third, but we're going to make him work for the points.
So Dembski will go to the foul line shooting two. He's been excellent tonight with 16 points. McDonald's really held the high scoring guards for Stanley Boyd down. The bigs have done some damage as Dembski comes up short. Troy Haas, as we've mentioned, has hit 12 points tonight. Averages 5.4, but Brayton Mallow, 10.9 points per game. He has four. Brenner Myers, almost 14 points per game. He has three. Second free throw rims out. Pair of misses. Donald needs to move quickly here. Trailing 63-54. Kick to the left corner. Three on the way from Desi and Matthews. That one well off the mark. Scrabbling for the offensive rebound. Myers tied up by Luke Anderson. And it'll be McDonald basketball.
Good fight down there.
Brennan Lizelle Christensen inbound. Looking for an outlet. Finds Luke Anderson, right wing. Anderson to Cale Holm. Holm rises for a really deep three. Oh, my goodness. He was nearly standing out of bounds, and he hit it. Six-point game. 63-57. Inbounds to Haas. He's fouled with 34.5 seconds to play, and Troy Haas will go to the line shooting the double bonus. Cale Holm, 22 points on the night, and six made threes.
Still fighting this one. 34 seconds left. Anything can happen. Double bonus here.
On two possessions. Haas' first free throw is good. So a three-possession lead now for Stanley Boyd. His first non-three-point make. Haas the second. That one good as well. Nicely done by Troy Haas, the junior. 65-57. Cale Holm from even deeper. Oh, my goodness. He hit another one. Unlimited range. Cale Holm. 65-60. Holm has 25.
30-second timeout.
We're back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
At Royal Credit Union, we believe in banking with purpose. That's why we're here for you and your community with people-first service, local support, and all the accounts and loans you need to help reach your financial goals. As a not-for-profit cooperative, everything we do benefits the people and communities we serve. Because Royal isn't just where you bank, it's where you belong. Experience the Royal Credit Union difference and learn more at rcu.org/royalsupport. Insured by NCUA. Loans subject to credit approval. Equal credit opportunity.
A lot of fight in this McDonald Max team. 26.8 seconds remaining coming out of the timeout. 65-60, another bomb unleashed by Cale Holm, his seventh made three of the night. He has 25 points. Double bonus for Stanley Boyd. They have to get it inbound safely first. Myers takes it from hole. He's surrounded by three McDonald players. He is fouled. 23.5 seconds left. I believe Brenner Myers has not been to the free throw line yet tonight. He's shooting a double bonus. His team up two possessions.
Oh, a good foul.
That was the fourth on Luke Anderson.
I think they put that one on. Oh, they did. I thought they...
First free throw good for Brenner Myers.
I thought they were going to put that on Cale.
66-60, so Myers now with 4 points. But again, as we mentioned, he averages 14. Make it a three-possession game. Rims it in. Got all the iron, but it went down. Brenner Myers with five. 67-60, McDonald down seven. Carson Galvez back to Cale Holm. Holm looking to pull up again. He will for his A3. No, that one comes up short. Dembski with the rebound with 12.4 seconds left. Blanket coverage on Cale Holm now from Stanley Boyd. Determined not to let him have any breathing room. Luke Anderson commits his fifth foul with 12.4 seconds to play. 67-60. Stanley Boyd with the lead, and Dembski, who missed two free throws his last time at the foul line, they'll shoot two here, so they'll stay down on the first. Dembski has 16 points, and he calmly nets the first free throw, 68-60. Eight in the first, nine in the second for Josiah Dembski. five juniors start for Coach Dakota Nichols. So you figure this team's just going to get better and better. Second free throw is good. 9-point game once again. Carson Galvez on the move. Goes hard to the rim. Left-handed layup. No. Rebound to Hole. Hole push ahead to Mallow. And Mallow a layup to beat the buzzer. 71-60. The final here tonight. But a hard-fought, well-played game. I think both teams could say, hey, we came away a little better because of having played this one. But McDonald falls to 11-12 on the season, now 5-9 in Western Clover Belt Conference play. Stanley Boyd, 19-4 on the season, and they are 11-3 now on the season in Western Clover Belt Conference play. Final conference game for both teams. Got game or two remaining on each side, and then it's the postseason, and of course you've got those seeding meetings coming up as well, and unfortunately on the McDonald's side you don't get a win here tonight. Probably doesn't help you at all in terms of seeding, but just the thought of playing your best basketball when it counts in mid to late February, this is, I think, an impressive showing for them.
Yeah, I agree. It was a good prep for the playoffs. The kids went out there and played tough and brought it down to the wire. The last couple of seconds were kind of out of it there, but it was a great game, and coach is looking at that. He's kind of going, okay, let's see what these guys are really made out of when it comes down to crunch time, and they did a nice job.
We'll take a three-minute break and be back with our Post-Glass post-game show, brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll have your 24-7 West Wisconsin Telecom fiber fast plays of the game, your leading scores with the Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap, and our exclusive chat with head coach Adam Schilling of the Mags. McDonald falls to Stanley Boyd, 71-60, back in three on WOGO Sports.
Add value and beauty to your home with Post Glass and Mirror. Ensure every day starts better with a gorgeous custom shower door. Did you know that adding mirrors to a room can make it feel 2 times bigger? Post Glass and Mirror has many styles and shapes of mirrors to choose from. And does condensation gathering inside your windows make them look like they're crying? Don't end up shedding tears yourself over high energy bills. Call Post Glass and Mirror today. Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Free estimates. Start today at Post Glass and Mirror.com.
24-7 West Wisconsin wins the tip. Team Fiber busts out with full-speed signal strength. Satellite 5G distracts with clickbait offers, but oh, misses the shot with slow response times and weak signals. Team Fiber gets the rebound by assisting customers with great service and experienced technicians. Satellite tries to keep up but can't with weather interference and low speeds. Fiber sets up for the final shot. 3, 2, 1. Fiber Internet beats 5G and satellite every time. Visit WWT.net today.
It's truck month at Toyson Ford, and that means savings for you. On approved credit, you can get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 truck month bonus cash on remaining 2025 Ford F-150s. But the savings don't stop there. Now through the end of March, you'll also get 3 visits included on a 2-year, 30,000-mile limited maintenance plan. Oil change and tire rotations are covered. It's a great time to buy, so stop in and see why we're the Valley's best choice at Toyson Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our 5 convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
We welcome you into the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. They're now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. We'll have your 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast Plays of the Game. We'll talk with head coach Adam Schilling coming up shortly. Our Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap. This was an impressive game on both sides and a fun one to watch as a fan, as broadcasters. It was a very enjoyable, well-played game. Fouls stayed low. Again, pace was good. Excellent defense. Some great shooting on both sides. Very entertaining high school basketball game from two teams that are hoping to be playing into March.
Yeah, and I agree. I think Stanley's got some really good players there. And like you said, they're all young kids. Mostly all juniors were out on the floor. And so something to look forward to there. But again, they got some big guys there that handle themselves very well on the floor, can shoot the ball, play some defense. But McDonald boys, very impressive against that type of a team.
Yeah.
Where they got, they're going up against 6'8", 6'7", 6'5", and the kids out there just doing a great job. And it really helps to have Cale Holm on fire.
Yeah, absolutely.
When he's hitting the basketball, they know to get him the ball, and he does a good job hitting them. But again, they did some nice job finding people underneath the basket too. We had some nice looks at the basket, didn't quite go in. That's all you could do is hope for a good shot, and if it goes in, goes out. That's all you want is that opportunity.
And you really have to like, again, what some of the guys who play but maybe not play as much as they did tonight, what they did. Again, Desian Matthews has done a lot of nice things for this team throughout the year, but he gets the start here tonight because without Nathan Hazel in this lineup, and you're certainly hoping that Nathan's going to be able to come back for the postseason, but without Nathan and all the different things that he does for this team, you're asking for more of a platoon effect. A lot of guys coming in, and so again, Luke Anderson, more minutes and more minutes as well from Dawson Moulton, and of course Desian doing a great job as well too here tonight. So Coach Adam Schilling will join us here on the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. Coach, overall, look at this game, and we were just saying, foul stayed pretty low, defensive intensity was good, some really impressive shooting on both sides, entertaining basketball game. What did you think in terms of execution, what you're looking for here? Did you like what you saw for the most part tonight?
Yeah, I think, we executed better than we have in our last couple games, and, that's a really good team, so we're a little shorthanded here, and I like all the guys that played. I think all the guys that put in the game today found a way to contribute.
Yeah.
And I like how we played today. I think that was a big step forward for us.
You look at your leading scorer, in Brennan Lizelle Christensen. He had four tonight, played tough. But again, you don't always have to have somebody who's scoring 20 or 25. I know Cale did here tonight. But you don't always have to have that to win when you've got, again, we've talked about it multiple times, a deep bench. You've got a lot of guys who can contribute. And so, again, Brendan found ways other than scoring to contribute here tonight. But a lot of other guys stepped up when needed.
Yeah, that's, we talked to the seniors about, this is the time of the year where you're kind of playing to keep your career going. So you got to, it's now or never, really. And we got to go into the playoffs on a good note. So we've got a good week of practice, hopefully. We got a game on Thursday, and this Sunday we'll know, where we're playing.
And, Coach, again, those seniors, obviously a lot of attention should be paid to Cale Holm and hitting seven threes. He was on fire tonight. But you've got other guys like Desian Matthews, gets the start tonight and really did some nice things for you. Mason Bussey, who didn't start earlier this week, then did start tonight. And again, you know you're going to get hustle and effort from Mason Bussey, and I think he held up really well against some really talented bigs tonight.
Well, he did exactly what we wanted him to do, and, again, he's just a great young man and a good leader and example for all of our other guys. So everybody kind of follows his lead a little bit, but having Cale step up, Desian, Dawson came in and did a really nice job. Got to play for our seniors at this point, and if they keep stepping up like that, hopefully we can keep it going a little while.
As you head toward, again, that seeding, what do you say to the team? And because you never really know how that's going to turn out. And sometimes maybe you can hang your hopes a little bit too much on, are we going to get a home game or two home games? But it really just needs to be about, I would assume, the team that's in front of you and whoever plays, whoever we play will be ready.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping we get one home game, but if we don't, just got to go play where they put us. And just really hoping we play three games that week.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. We'll be with you the whole way in the postseason. And thank you, as always, for your time this season. We're looking forward to late February and some March basketball as well, too.
Great. Thank you guys for everything. Appreciate it.
Head coach Adam Schilling here on the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We'll come back in 1 minute with your Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap and the 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast Plays of the Game. That's back in 60 seconds as we conclude our Post Glass postgame show. McDonald falling 71-60. Don't go away. We're back right after this.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency. Protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Finishing up the Post Glass post game show here on WOGO Halle Eau Claire at Chippewa Falls. Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap is next, brought to you by Holly Bovee and Coldwell Banker Bernice Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME, visit hollybovee.com, or find Holly on Facebook. Scoring went like this for the Stanley Boyd Orioles as seven players scored: 23 points for Charlie Hole, 18 for Josiah Dembski, 14 tonight for Troy Haas. Those were the three in double figures. Then six for Brayton Mallow, five for Brenner Myers, three for Carson Woodcock, and two for Connor Gable. On the other side for McDonald, they also had seven players score, led by 25 from Cale Holm tonight. He had seven made threes. You'll hear some of those in our 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast Plays the Game. One other player in double digits, that was Desian Matthews with 10, then eight for Carson Galvez, six for Isaac Crawford all in the second half, four for Brennan Lizelle Christensen, three for Mason Bussey, and two for Luke Anderson and Dawson Moulton. I know we're getting short on time here toward the top of the hour, so we'll bring you now the Fiber Fast Plays of the Game, brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, your complete technology partner. Let 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom help you protect your home or business with a clear, monitored home security system. Plus, for WOGO Sports listeners only, a free camera with each alarm system. Call the experts today at 231-2000 or visit WWT.net. The second half sounded like this on WOGO Sports. Still very in the second half, trailing 32-22. Cale Holm fires a beautiful forward pass down low, and Mason Bussey eats it up and scores from low on the left. Well done.
Nice pass from Cale.
Holm pulls up, tough shot along the baseline. No rebound, bat into the arms of Carson Galvez from Cale Holm. Got up for that one. Carson Galvez, Desian Matthews, wide open corner, pocket three! Desian Matthews makes it a one-possession game. For Coach Dakota Nichols. Mallow finds Woodcock right wing. Drops down. Good position by Howell. He's doubled. Shoots it out to Brenner Myers. His three knocked away by Brennan Lizelle Christensen. A big block by Brennan. Finds Desian Matthews. Cutting the hoop.
There we go.
With the left hand is good. Dawson Moulton right wing. Picks up his dribble, finds Luke Anderson. Anderson gets his defender in the air, hangs in the air. No, got his own rebound and scores. Staying with it, like he said. Luke Anderson, three Myers, a quick closeout. Holm picks up his dribble, shoots it across. Isaac Crawford, head fake, spinning, working along the baseline. Tough runner, and it
got
drops. Counted, and a foul, and one for Isaac Crawford. Haas, no one picked him up, and Haas missed a wide-open layup. Isaac Crawford steams out of there with the rebound. Cale Holmes spots up for three. Got it! Splash from the left wing. Mr. Cale Holmes. Three threes in the second half. Crawford, though, opposite side, says I can hit him too. 50-45. Carson Galvez, Brennan Lizell, Christensen right side. Under six to play. 52-45. McDonald trailing by seven. Carson Galvez to Cale Holmes. Holmes feeling it for three. Got another one. Cale Holmes, red hot. Luke Anderson, right wing. Anderson to Cale Holmes. Holmes rises for a really deep three. Oh, my goodness. He was nearly standing out of bounds, and he hit it. Six-point game. Done by Troy Haas, the junior. 65-57. Cale Holmes from even deeper. Oh, my goodness. He hit another one. Unlimited range. Cale Holmes. 65-60.
And that's how it sounded. Your 24-7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast plays the game. WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Join us tomorrow evening at 5:40 p.m. Cloverbelt crossover game from Stanley Boyd High School. They'll be our hosts as McDonald will take on Columbus Catholic. It was a fun one here tonight, and should be a competitive one tomorrow as well, Mark.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that one tomorrow night. And, you know, again, we're at that point, Caleb, where we're, you know, we, like you said, you know, November, we're talking about, you know, things happening in the beginning of the year, and then before you know it, it's playoff time.
And here we go again, and looking forward to it again. McDonald girls playoffs will start a week from tonight, and Cadott or Abbotsford, you'd think that maybe leans toward another matchup with Cadott, which would be a tight game,
yes,
just like it was last time, but we'll see how that shakes out. But we know the McDonald girls with that first round bye will play on Friday night and hopefully Saturday in a regional final as well. Before that, we'll have Monday night Chi-High boys basketball, Tuesday night Chi-High girls playoff basketball. Thursday night will be Chi-High boys regular season basketball as we wind down the regular season and get to the postseason. Thank you, as always, to all the sponsors making these broadcasts possible. Thank you to Gavin Bovey, our on-site video producer, and our radio producer tonight is Zach Wycheck. For Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson, saying goodnight from Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Once again, your final score, the McDonald Max fall to Stanley Boyd 71-60. This has been McDonald Max boys basketball, presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Chippewa Falls.
WOGO, your sports station.
McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolay Bank, Weir's Gala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Thanks for listening to Max Basketball on WOGO. We now return to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress.